Well, across the country, school principals and managers are preparing this weekend for the return of pupils to the classroom after the Halloween break. With the HSE insisting that transmission rates for COVID-19 in schools are low, they'll reopen on Monday, even though some school principals and managers, along with teacher unions, have ongoing concerns over testing and tracing of suspected cases. On top of that, the latest recall of hand sanitizers and wipes has left schools looking to find replacement products with just days to go. In just a few moments, we'll be talking to the HSE and hearing from Minister Pascal Donoghue. But first, let's talk to Seamus Mulconry, General Secretary of the Catholic Primary Schools Management Association. A very good afternoon to you, and thanks for talking to us this afternoon. Are primary schools ready to reopen on Monday?
I think the vast majority of primary schools are ready to reopen. I think over the last number of months, primary school principals and boards of management have put a massive effort into making sure schools could reopen safely, which they have done, and in keeping schools open safely. However, the testing and tracing system went down basically over the last few weeks. The service degraded, and we have been assured by the HSE that they are putting in increased resources. And the very simple message we would have for government: schools and school communities have done their bit. We now need to see the state step up, put in the resources, and make sure that they have the support, the advice and the guidance they need to keep schools open safely.
What, from your point of view and the point of view of the schools, is required in terms of testing and tracing? What represents an efficient, effective system that gives you the reassurance you want?
In essence, the problem is that when a principal is informed of a positive case, they need to be able to contact the HSE quickly, and they need a response quickly. The problem we have had, I think one of the worst cases we heard, was a principal was informed of a positive case in the school by a parent. Mm-hmm. It was 5 days before they got an effective response from the HSE. Now, in the early days, in September, the system was working reasonably well. But then in late October, it started to degrade, as I said, and then towards the end of it, it was starting to fall apart on us. We have been assured by the HSE they're putting in extra bodies, but it needs to translate into the equivalent of a service level agreement between the HSE and schools, which assures and reassures the principal, if I have a problem, I'm going to get a prompt response. And not just a prompt response, I'm also going to get some assistance in communicating that out to the wider school community.
Right.
And if you are a principal and you're in a situation where you know there's a positive case in your school, you haven't contacted, how do you communicate or what do you say to anxious parents? It's an extraordinarily pressurised system to be in, or situation to be in. We need that support.
So does that, Seamus Mulconry, really call for a dedicated line here of contact, a dedicated helpline that principals can get straight onto?
Both ourselves and IPPN and the INTO have been calling for a dedicated line for some time. But we certainly need at a local level that there is a contact you can ring when you need it and you get the service when you need it.
Right. Just a word about this second recall of, I think it's 50 in total products in relation to hand sanitizers and wipes, detergents. How are schools managing with replacing those products now at this stage?
We understand, well, it's variable. We understand that suppliers are stepping up to the mark and assisting schools. Our principal concern about this has been school principals got no break over the summer. They have been running on empty for the last number of weeks. Mm-hmm. They really needed some time off to rest and recover before what's going to be a tough couple of weeks. That has now been interrupted. And that's the real significance of this. And it does undermine their confidence in the state's response to this situation. I think their major concern, though, would be around testing and tracing and to make sure that service is in place on Monday morning.
All right. Perhaps not looking for an extra week, maybe at Christmas for some time to recuperate?
The key to keeping schools open are school principals. They are the fuse in the primary school system. To stop that blowing, we need to put in place supports around the principal to make sure they have the advice and the guidance they need and whatever else assistance is needed.
Okay.
If we do that, we'll keep the schools open.
Seamus Mulconry.
But they need the support.
Okay, Seamus Mulconry, General Secretary of the Catholic Primary School Managers Association, thank you for talking to us.